tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet, of God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Monday, October 16th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual during this time slot is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to let you know, and the listeners, I've already mentioned it this morning, but after my reset at 220, I decided, I think I need to lose another 13 pounds. And Vicky's like, why 13? And I said, well, because that'll be 207. I started basically at 297. So I want to be able to say 90 pounds down. So, you know, I'd like working in round numbers. It makes it kind of easy to remember. But very interesting dynamic as I'm going back on fat burn, and you warned me. You said, Randy, it's going to be really difficult. You got to be so good that if you want to lose a pound even, it's going to be difficult. And I'm finding it to actually be that way. But I'm chipping away. I've only got four more to go. I'm at 211, so four more to go. But then I'm going to start weight training. We're going to get into all that. But you have been receiving a lot of testimonials from our listeners and people who have done the program. Mm-hmm. And I wanted you to start off this morning to kind of share some of those information feedback you've been getting from those who have went to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, started the program with you. What are some of the folks telling you?
Oh, man. You know, it's awesome when I get to go through the testimonies, because a lot of the other health coaches, they'll write them down and then I'll read them. And like, sometimes, you know, you tell people like, what can I, they ask like, well, what can I expect health benefit wise with doing this? And I'm like, gosh, anything and everything. I mean, as I'm reading some of the testimonies, it just blows me away. Like I have one, I was going to save her for last, but or close to last. Her name's Heather. And she's down over 21 pounds. And for the first time, she said, in 4 years, she's now getting out of the house. And she says she hasn't felt this good in 4 years. She's like, I've always wanted my stomach fixed, and the chronic fatigue is going away, and that her vision's better. She doesn't have to wear her distant eyeglasses anymore, because she normally has to wear them when she is driving, so she doesn't get a headache.
But, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so
now this isn't Heather from Costco, correct?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say Heather from Costco.
Okay.
It starts with a K.
You know what? I don't even know her last name. I just give her hugs every time I see her. but the thing of it is, it's interesting because she's been missing from work. Mm-hmm. I go to Costco in Traverse City like sometimes twice a week, and she's not been there. And I asked the supervisor, I said, hey, where's Heather been? And he said, she's been on vacation. And I'm like, wait a minute. If she's losing weight and doing really well on the program, and she wants to come back because she's worked there for 24 years.
Right.
She's saved up all kinds of vacation time. Is she going to come back and walk in and have people go, who are you? Is that why she's doing this? I don't know. But good idea. Yeah. But this particular Heather, now, why in a short segment we've got, we'll carry it through the break if we have to. Why is this affecting her eyesight?
You know, inflammation isn't, you know, inflammation doesn't just have to be in your joints, in your fingers. I mean, inflammation's everywhere throughout your body. And the other thing is, too, I mean, it might be inflammation or else it could just definitely be. I did a scan on a lady the other day, and her hypothalamus was so far out of whack. I mean, it was like, it was nuts. And the second organ that was affecting her body was her eyes. And when she started fat burn, she said that her eye vision was getting a little bit blurry. And I said, well, you what? I mean, because her markers were really high. Okay. And, you know, so I called Zyto, and I'm like, because I've never had anybody talk about their eyes kind of getting a little bit blurry. Sure. And I explained to them, you know, how severe the hypothalamus gland and the eyesight was, like the eyes were like out of whack, so to speak. And they said, well, you know, when you're bringing anything into tune, there's always, you know, we're thinking energy, frequency, vibration. So as I've been talking to her as the weeks have gone by, I'm like, how's your eyesight? How's your, she's like, it's getting better. It's getting better. And you could, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy. It's amazing.
Got it. Because I need to talk to you about that when we get back. That's a very
Take out the paper. Little Travis Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travis Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two with Missy, staying on through the breakdown in Battle Creek. I apologize, my studio headset didn't fire that out. And, you know, I've only been doing this for 12 years. You think I'd watch the clock, okay? The clock is God. You got to follow the clock. But it's interesting, Missy, that you bring up vision. Mm-hmm. Because going through the program, I went to the eye doctor and had an eye test done. And he's like, read that line again. And I read it, and he goes, okay, can you read the next line? He made it smaller, and I read it. And he's like, okay, I don't know what's going on. He said, but your vision has improved since your last pair of glasses, 65. I can't see things really up close. My arms aren't long enough anymore. I got to kind of hold things way out there, you know, especially when it comes to menus and dim lit restaurants, right? I can't read the bill. I asked the waiter to tell me what the bill says so I can tip him. That's how bad I am, okay? So here's the point. He's like, dude, your glasses that you currently have, stop using them. And I'm like, why? He goes, because your vision's improved since your last prescription. I've got to weaken your prescription. And I'm like, and then you just talked about this lady who said the same thing to you. So this is part of the process that some people experience going through this. What other testimonies have you gotten?
Well, let me go over here to Julie, because I got her started as well. Julie lost 17 and a half pounds, and that was 16 inches on her body. But hold on a second. I got to get – here it is. This is so amazing. She said she's been struggling with stomach pain whenever she would eat something since 2012. She's even been hospitalized for this with little resolve or hope. She's been restricted to eating only specific foods. And now, since she's been on the program, her pain is gone, and she's eating all kinds of variety of foods without pain.
Mm.
That is amazing. Can you imagine being restricted to only so many foods because your belly hurts so bad?
Right, exactly.
You know? I know.
Well, it's really funny because Heather from Costco mentioned that, how she, even if she had steak, she'd be sick for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Well,
and I can't even understand that.
Well, and it's because their gastrointestinal system is, remember we talk about four core systems? You know, so obviously the biggest one that pulls the majority of us makes our metabolism not work is our hormones. But then your gut is known as your second brain. I mean, it is so important to have a healthy gut, but most people don't even have a clue of how to have a healthy gut because they don't know how to. I mean, with our scan, we're able to see the toxins, the bacteria, the heavy metals, anything that has been affecting not only your metabolism, but also your body organs, that gets picked up as well. And, you know, again, it's always my opinion when I say Zyto, the technology we use, it, in my opinion, goes all the way upstream and finds out where did the first domino fall down at. And that first domino, obviously for this lady, might have been back in 2012. You know, and so someone going to hospitals, they don't fix it because they don't know how to look. They could, but they just don't. I wish that all hospitals had the same technology that I'm using, and they might be able to diagnose or get to the root cause of a lot of health issues, you know.
Now, this brings up a very important question. Again, we're speaking with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. Check out the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. You can fill out the information, get a consult with her, some of the other folks there at her office. But this brings up a very important question. Why would the American Medical Association, why would hospitals, why would doctors, medical doctors, not want to embrace this technology after hearing especially these testimonies and hear the results, see the results? I mean, go to the website, that pop-up pin map that you have there, mm-hmm. where this has helped thousands of people across the country, not just here in Michigan.
Right.
Why would they not want to embrace this technology?
Well, I think I could probably have 100 answers for that. But,
right?
You know, what's the one scripture in the Bible that says God uses the simple things to confound the wise? It's just like this is,
yes.
I mean, you don't need to go and spend 8 years to be a surgeon, things like
sure.
that. But I mean,
right.
So why not use this like I did with that lady that had the cracked gums and bleeding tongue?
Yes.
You know, I mean, the doctor's like, here, shove a steroid down your throat. And, you know, and until your stress levels get better, that's not going to go away in your mouth. And the scan showed up. She had a bacterial infection that only affects the oral cavity. And it was gone in like 4 or 5 days.
Right.
So, I know that there's a lot of doctors that do use Zyto. A lot of doctor physicians have quit their practices and have gone strictly to like this holistic.
Sure. I got a text message from Downstate Kim. Why, Randy? because Big Pharma pays better.
There you go. Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah,
right? It's true. I mean, so look at this. So you got this guy. I got to tell about this guy. This is John. He's day 30. He's down 24 pounds. And this was so exciting. He went in for a doctor appointment, and the doctor took him off all of his medications, and then he paraded him around the office for everybody to see. Because he looks so good, he's off all of his medications, and John said, and I was embarrassed.
And I was embarrassed.
I was embarrassed. But yeah, I mean, you got that. Then and then you also have, oh my gosh, where is this Norma Jean? Norma Jean, she's down 21 inches. She went from a size 16 pant down to a 12, and she's now, she said last year's winter coat wraps around her like a robe.
Yes, absolutely. I'm experiencing that. I got cold up here over the weekend, and another reason is because now I'm freezing to death. Mm-hmm. I have no fat on my body, so I'm wearing extra layers of clothes. I bought long johns and the whole nine yards. So I get out my, you know, the big hooded puffer coats, goose down kind. Okay, so I go in my closet. I just bought this last year. It was a triple X, and I put it on. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I talked to Vicky. She's a seamstress. She used to make men's suits, and she learned how to sew early on in school. And I said, can you take in the sides? And she's like, I'm not doing that to every coat in that closet. And I'm like, she's like, no, just go buy a new one. And it's like, okay, but I paid $150. I don't care. I'm not going to redo all your dang coats. So don't even start down that road. But
especially Goose.
Yeah, Goose down, right? She doesn't want to mess with that. Exactly. Let me ask you this. The other, like Randy Walker, he's texting in.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Arvin from Little Travis Disposal.
Yeah, he's down. Yeah, 60
go ahead
pounds.
With our how
well,
much?
Last I knew, he was down 60 pounds, went from a size 40 to a 32, and he bought a sweater. This is in Charity's notes. He bought a sweater, a zip-up sweater, even though it didn't fit. He bought it anyways, and now he's wearing it, and it's too big.
And it's already too big.
Too big, yeah.
Yeah. See, that was my thing. I wasn't buying any clothes until I got to my reset, you know, to 220.
Right.
And now I'm down another 2 inches on my waist, and I actually should go down to 36, 34 is right. Actually where I'm ending up. When I started at 56.
Gosh.
Yeah. My fat boy pants, I can't even put them on anymore. It's ridiculous. They look so stupid. It's like, okay, give these away. There's some fat guy out there that could use these pants. So one thing I wanted to ask you, in these testimonials, now this happens because you guys coach and stay in touch with your clients. Mm-hmm. The information that you're getting from Charity and Marie and all the other folks there at the office and even yourself, this is how you get this feedback, is because you guys coach every single client.
Oh, yeah. And that's when this is Jason sent us in something really nice. Jason's down 60 pounds, and he says he's completely satisfied with what he's eating. He's like, I just look at why I eat and what I eat differently. He goes, I look and feel different. I didn't think this would happen. I'm amazed at the results, and I tell people to try it all the time. I lost so much weight in such a short period of time that people kind of thought I was sick. The support has made all the difference. There was someone there to help every step of the way. I can tell you all care, and I get so emotional.
Don't start crying, dude. Yeah, don't go down that road.
It
was funny because Vicky went away for the weekend down to Bay City with our daughter Tina to do scrapbooking.
Uh-huh.
And the lady there, the bed and breakfast, you know, she has all these beautiful breakfasts and lunches and dinners and snacks and stuff for the ladies to grab all weekend long. And she came home and she goes, I was really good. And I said, okay. She goes, I didn't eat the pancakes. I didn't eat any of the donuts. I didn't eat the bread. I didn't do this and that. And then she said, when I made dinner for us last night. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know what? I really like the way we eat compared to other, you know, way we used to be and people out there. She goes, I really like this food. I like the way you cook. I like the way it all comes together. And I said, you know, it is basically, Missy, like a new way of thinking about food and a new way of cooking and a new way. It just becomes part of your daily routine.
Well, you look at food. You do. It's like you're either eating a food that's been alive or you're eating food that was never alive and it's been man-made. You know, it's like, so check this out. One of our ladies, that she's a wellness client, and I looked at Marie's notes, and this lady, she saved money. She bought cheaper lunch meat, and within a week or two, she started gaining weight, and her psoriasis came back.
That's
the only thing she changed. So it's just, I'm telling you, folks, they are loading up. They're putting so many more chemicals, more now than ever before, in our food. And it's gonna put us in the grave a lot sooner than later, you know. Yeah.
I got a text, Kelly over in Wolverine. It took a couple of appointments, but really, sure, I'm dealing with parasites. With vitamins and supplements, my body is expelling very strange stuff. Yeah. If this guy doesn't work this out, I'm checking with Missy. I'm the underweight gal you couldn't think of. So, Kelly, she needs to do a wellness scan, correct?
Definitely. It'd definitely be a wellness scan for sure. Okay.
Yeah. And you can go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, and schedule one of those as well. And another testimony, I know that people say that the weight loss is a major factor. It was why they started. But again, Kelly and these other people, Christine Gray and other folks you've been dealing with, the wellness scans are the ones that will really expose and tell everybody what's going on with their bodies.
Exactly. Especially if they can grasp, you know, if people have never seen the body broken down so simply, four main categories: gastrointestinal, hormone, detoxification, and your immune system. All four are, and your spine. Without your spine, you don't have a central nervous system. And then it's those four core that run the whole show. And you got to know, how are they individually running on their own, and how well are they communicating with each other? You know, I just did a wellness scan on one of your listeners the other day, and you know, his weights, he's looking great, feels amazing. And then I got into his wellness scan, and his scan brought up that he has a lot of electromagnetic EMFs obviously hitting his body, and that will throw your system off.
Right.
And so the new supplement company that we've always used, Premier Research Labs, they came out with this really awesome liquid copper little vial, and it just came out, and it gives us instructions of where you go, and it almost looks like gold fingernail polish. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go and put them on your outlets and out on your smart meter and places like that, so that it's at least helping block and shield some of that junk coming in the body, because that EMFs can really mess a person up, and you think you're going cuckoo because the doctors can't figure out what's wrong. And again, you got people up there, I believe they have a lot of
Jamie
Lyme.
Chimner, she's got it, and then others got Lyme disease. We've had Lyme disease all over the place, and I know you'll be scanning some folks over in Alpena this week because of that.
Yep.
One thing, this one came in late. Does the scan show anything related to PFAS in our bodies? Have you had any findings of PFAS in people?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, the stuff that's in the Great Lakes that they're fighting. What's the term?
Water contaminations?
Guys. Yeah, it's a water contaminated chemical. It's used in fire retardants.
Well,
I
could tell you something. There's something going on with a lot of people up there up north. Everyone is severely deficient in calcium, magnesium, from what I've seen.
Right. Well, we got the music this time.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll continue this conversation next Monday. You have a great week.
Good.
Again, go to truckerrandyhealth.com, schedule a free consult. Thanks, Missy.
Bye-bye.
I'm the R Newsbreak. We'll be right back.
Michigan.